for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming.
I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Takema Simkins. Thanks for joining us today, Takema.
I'm happy to be here, Tim.
All right. So you are the admissions specialist here.
Yes,
I am. How long have you been at National Park?
As in this position, I've been in it just a little bit over the year, over a year. I've been in National Park since 2019, the fall semester as a student. I started here as a student.
Oh, awesome. So you did 2 years here as a student?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as the admissions specialist, what all does your position entail?
So, Tim, I'm responsible for the intake of all the necessary documents for enrollment. So students, I'm their point of contact whenever they need to submit documents to get put into their classes. So that's me. I also facilitate campus tours. So I have two offices. One's a golf cart. I'll say that.
Well, that's not too bad of an office on a nice day.
On a nice day. Yeah. Yes.
So what are some of the challenges that you face as the admissions specialist?
In the beginning, it was a learning curve. I've never worked in a position like this before, so learning all of the things that were expected of me was a big challenge, but I think I got a pretty good hold on it now.
Oh, good. How did you get to where you are today, and what are some of the obstacles you had to overcome?
Okay, so my biggest obstacle was myself. So I had to overcome myself. The thing I love to say is delayed, not denied. So my progress was delayed. I did a lot of things in the wrong form or fashion. I had children. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing, but I didn't put my education first. So I had to stop being my own obstacle to get where I am today.
Okay. So can you tell us how it felt when you finally decided to overcome and stop putting things in the wrong order, per se? Or
let's just say that I have been the most happy the last 5 years because I made that decision. I haven't had as many stumbles and falls. I mean, we all have those days, but I've been on top of the world for the last 5 years.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So we do see you running around campus on your golf cart, giving those great tours.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the, is that one of the more rewarding things about your position? Or
The most rewarding thing about my position is seeing students, especially non-traditional. I have a heart for non-traditional students because delayed, not denied.
Right.
We delayed our progress. But seeing them come in on that first day scared, you know, not knowing which way to go, and then getting to see them cross that stage
at
graduation, it's a good reward seeing being a part of that process.
What are some of the lessons that your position has taught you?
Let me see. Never judge a person by their circumstances. They may be in a circumstance today, and you could also be in that same circumstance that they're in, but give them some time to work through the circumstance that they're in. Don't automatically label them a lazy student because they feel an assignment is too big. Don't automatically label a person by their circumstance.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. What are some of the achievements that you're proud of?
Oh, my. Well, let's just say my two children.
Yeah.
My boys.
Yeah.
They're my greatest achievement because we're growing and we're learning together as a family. You know what I mean? So them, I graduated with my associates this year. So walking across this stage was amazing. I'm a first generation college student.
Oh.
So when I got that cord, I gave it to my mom.
Yeah.
So breaking chains in our family.
Right.
So my journey here as a student and as an employee is one of my greatest
achievements.
That's
awesome. Yeah. So you got two boys. How old are they?
I have a 10-year-old. His name is Kingston. And I have a 6-year-old. His name is DJ. Well, Donnell, but we call him DJ. Well,
you got your hands full at home, huh?
They are something.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So, Takema, where did you grow up? Where was your childhood home?
I grew up in North Little Rock, Arkansas, so not too far from here. So I grew up, I stayed there until I was 23, and then I moved here. So North Little Rock, Arkansas, around that area. I went to Jacksonville High School. So I was just, yeah, that whole Pulaski County area, that's my home.
Was it a big school?
Jacksonville High School? Yeah. When I went there, it was pretty big. Yeah. We were sophomores in the same school as seniors, so it was pretty big to me.
Yeah.
But it's changed, so but yeah, that's my alma mater.
All right. Is there someone that's been a big influence on your life, one person that's had a real big impact on your life?
I know a lot of people say their parents, in which my parents have been very vital in my journey. I'm just going to have to give it all to God, because God knows about circumstances that my parents don't, and he's helped me through things that a lot of people don't know about me, so yeah. God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Any favorite childhood memories you'd like to share?
I just remember, I mean, I was friends with everyone, so I really didn't get into a lot of trouble, but I do remember starting a club my senior year in Jacksonville High School. It was called the Ladies and Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah.
Where once a week we dressed up, you know, to show that we can do the business attire and yeah, things like that. So I started a club.
You did that? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that.
You know, I always liked dressing up too as a teenager. So it was, that'd be a pretty fun club to be a part of.
It was.
Yeah. So if you could tell your younger self anything, any one piece of advice, do you have one that you would want to tell yourself?
You got this. You got this. Even when it doesn't seem like everything's going out of control, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
And just hold on, because it's going to get greater.
Yeah.
It's going to get greater later.
Yeah, get greater later. Yeah. So that's pretty good. So how did you get to MPC? What brought you here?
I moved here from North Little Rock. I moved here down here with a relative. A lot of stuff took place. Me and my children were homeless for a little bit. So when I finally got on my feet and I got an apartment and I got a vehicle, it was time to go back to school.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you were homeless for a little bit.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do see those people around the city, and it just makes you wonder sometimes what led them there. But
exactly.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was saying you don't judge a person by their circumstance.
Yeah.
It was just people. You know what I mean? It wasn't drugs. It wasn't domestic violence. It was simply just a miscommunication between family members, and me and my children wound up homeless.
Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No.
bring the movie down.
What it's about. We're trying to get your journey. Now, this is about how you've elevated.
Yes.
That's what this is elevate. And you have definitely elevated. I mean, you came from that point in time when you were homeless, when you were a good student in school, like you were saying, and you started clubs. And just the circumstances happened to have led you to that situation. In your own words, you had a miscommunication and led you there. But look at you now.
God is good.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. So other than MPC, what interests you? What are your hobbies, Takima?
So I love to watch TV.
Okay.
I don't give a show a good week to be on TV before binging all of it.
Uh-huh.
So I do. I like to watch TV. I like to play with my boys. Kingston loves to play basketball, so I'll go out and shoot basketball. But just being with my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any shows you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
I'd love a good Manifest. It's about the plane that disappeared for 5 years. It's really good. I love ID, the ID channel, true crime, anything like that.
Okay.
So,
what is it about watching television or television shows that draws you to it?
I guess it's just a break.
Just a break.
I don't have any drama in my life, so just to know I can watch it on TV and turn it off at any time is perfect.
Yeah, that is true. You can turn it off. That's good. So, Takima, what are your future plans?
I'm going for my bachelor's. I'm starting in the spring of 23. I'll be at Fort Smith online.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to finish my bachelor's, and I'm not sure where God wants me to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I do plan to listen to him now. I'm going to listen to him and wherever he takes me. I want my master's, but we'll wait.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
Yeah. Okay, so if you could talk to anyone in history, who would it be and why?
It would be probably a round table meeting with all of my grandparents.
Yeah?
Yeah. Two of them I never got to meet because they died when my mom was really young. But just a round table talk with all the grandparents.
Yeah.
Thank them for their prayers because you know their prayers are covering us to this day. Mm. So, yeah.
What would you ask them? Was there any questions you'd have to ask them?
Why is your daughter?
Ask them about mama, huh?
No, but I just want to just ask them, do they have any advice for me today? Yeah. Like, is there something that I could do to make my mom happier? You know, things that they knew about my mom and my dad that I don't know that they haven't shared, or just things like that. Just to know.
Yeah. We always want dirt on our parents.
We do.
Okay. Do you have any advice for our listeners? Any quotes or mottos you'd like to leave them with that sort of guides you?
What I live by, delayed, not denied. Just because your progress is delayed does not mean that your success is denied.
Right.
It can happen, and it will happen if you stay positive.
Right. So any of you non-traditional students out there listening, mm-hmm. just know that if you just keep going, take it one step at a time, you can still get there.
Yep.
Well, Takima, it has been great sitting down with you today.
I've had fun.
Yeah, thank you for being a guest on Elevate.
And, no problem.
We wish you well, and we know we'll see you around the campus.
Most definitely. Yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.